101. Hello and welcome to an hour of power with T101. I'm sorry, folks, that we're starting so late, but as you can probably hear as I'm speaking right now, we have quite a lot of hiss coming from my mixer that wasn't there before, which is very, very interesting. And we just tried to keep the hiss to the minimum and do all the stuff what we tried. We couldn't do it, so you have me as I am. And that little jingle by the way was thanks to MOD about that. Thanks to MOD for mixing that little tip there, because I really tried doing a jingle of my own, but I just wasn't able. There's a million things in the world that I can do, and about three things I can't. And apparently doing jingles is one of those things. So, I'm just gonna play a track and I'm gonna talk a little bit about these tracks as I go and about the show in general. So I guess, here we go. Hour of Power T101. First track is Blazer Blimp. We'll be right back. Heaven by Blazer, and I obviously chose that to be the first track, as that was of course the first track from Sounds of Cinza Volume 2, a very, very favorite of mine. Very hard-hitting kind of beats there, and I like the style, and I'm sorry to start the show with a song that has been played a million times here on Cinza, but there's not much help coming by the next track. But I just figured when I was doing the playlist, I was going like, okay, there are a couple of tracks I need to get out of my system. So if I'm ever going to do a second hour of power, so I don't have to play those tracks anymore. I can, you know, pick kind of like all new tracks, something you haven't even heard before. And as some of you may have noticed, this is, even though it's a T101 show, it's not all metal. And that's the point of the show, the Hour of Power, where I chose tracks that are going to be powerful. And powerful doesn't mean it has to be metal. Oh no, God no. Unless you count the stuff that I have done, but we're not talking about that now. Because I just picked some very powerful, hard-hitting tracks that have some kind of like profile into them, and the stuff that I like. Hey, this is my show, so I can play the tracks I like. And I hope that I have picked a couple of tracks here that even you people out there might enjoy there in internet land. So, without further ado, let's go back to the music, because that's what this show is all about. An hour of power. It's not an hour of, hey, this is T101 talking hours and hours like a certain sir what his name was truck. So here we have the next track.
Serious. He sticks the blade in my mouth. face. And... why so serious?
Serious, as asked by Mr. Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard, and remixed by The Funk, and very, very, that's how good a track that is, because it just makes me want to groove my hips. Some of you know what I'm talking about. So anyhow, very good track, very good beaty kind of style, and a very, very good kind of demo scene sound right there. I can almost hear the track booming and echoing at the halls of Breakpoint Revision Assembly, kind of big halls, big booms. No, I didn't say big boobs, sorry. So anyway, one of my favorite tracks, and now that I have got the blimp and the Why So Serious out of my system, I can talk a bit more about the show. I have divided the playlist to three portions, and the first portion is going to be a bit beady based, kind of techno-ish kind of based playlist. And the second portion is going to be a bit more concentrated on some soundscapes and brutal stuff, and it will also have a bit more tracked stuff there as well. And the last portion, well, you guessed it, it's going to be the portion that has the guitars in them. And that's the way this cookie is going to crumble. So, I'm just going to put the next track up, because I'm starting to have a little cotton mouth, so I'm gonna go and fetch myself a beer just so I don't pass out while I'm doing this. So here we go. This is a fellow Finn of mine, excellent musician, done a lot of great stuff, and I really need to start listening to more of his stuff, but he has produced so much of stuff. I need to get around and listening to all this stuff. So here we go with Byproduct and Cryo.
Thank you.
byproduct, my fellow Finn, fellow music maker. And also, I would like to take this time to say very much greetings to byproduct, wherever you may be. Is it Finland? Is it Japan? We will never know. But I do like that track, and it's an... my playlist is so full of awesomeness that I'm running out of adjectives here, describing words, so I'm just going to keep rolling with this. And I see we have some quite a good chit-chat here, and I see a lot of friends on the IRC channel as well, and so I'd like to welcome all of you latecomers here to my show, and thank you for coming. And all of you who are tuning in at latest point, I'll just go through the ropes real quickly here. The Hour of Power is my show, and I tend to pick some a selection of tracks that usually the I try to keep the playlist to be exactly 1 hour, and it's gonna be powerful tracks. It's not gonna be necessary metal, and it's not gonna be metal all the time, because I find that all the music I listen coming from the scene, there's so much of really hard-hitting, powerful stuff. It doesn't have to be metal all the time. And if I have to do another Hour of Power, I'd like to save some metal tracks for that one as well. So there's a good reason for you there. So now this is going to be the finishing track of the so-called beats section, and this is going to be a long track because a long track is long. So it's gonna be 8 minutes. So it will give me some time to ease off my wrecked nerves and brains, and maybe take a little tinkle in the little boys room, and give you a good. This is a good song. It builds itself up. I always like songs with long, big intros, and. And I just I like doing them. I rarely get to do those, but sometimes I do. And there will come a day when I will release a track that is about 10 minutes long. You just wait and see. But in the meantime, I'm gonna play this track for you, and I'm going to go to the little boys' room, and you guys go ahead and enjoy, because we'll be right back here on Scene Sad Radio. We'll be right back.
Frost Raven with Water Ruins. I've always kind of liked these kind of Goa-ish mellow tracks with some clever things done with the beat instead of it being just unts. So it has some clever things done there, and kind of like the beat is not your regular 4-beat or 8-beat. It's kind of like 6 and 8s. So it's Goa-ish, maybe. It kind of brings me to mind, because I used to listen back in the days when I was young and more beautiful than I am today. I used to listen to Hallucinogen and stuff like that. Very Goa stuff. Very kind of stuff that you usually, when you listen to stuff like that, you light something up. Well, I only light cigarettes up, so I don't know about any other people, but it's very nice when you kind of you can listen to music like this when you're sitting down on your favorite chair or your couch or whatever, or recliner or whatever, and you're laid back and listening to it. This is some good fucking shit. Or you can just go nutz, as NE7 said on the channel just a moment ago, that it reminds him being 17 and dancing under a tree at a free party, which gave me a mental image that I'm now trying to delete, but obviously it's right protected or somehow read only, I don't know. So that's gonna stay in my corneas for a bit while longer. And thus concludeth the kind of the beat portion of this show, and now we're going to have a track that is kind of a transition from the beats to what is up to come next. The next track is gonna be dubstep, and I'm very unfamiliar with dubstep myself. I've only recently started to discover it, and I have discovered it solely via the demo scene. And I've listened to a couple of tracks which are dubstep from the mainstream things, and I don't actually like them all that much. I like the demo scene touch there very, very much. And this track obviously means a lot to me. It's by a sort of a friend of mine. I met him at last year's Solskogen, and he beat me in the music compo in 2010 Solskogen. Pretty much, some of you may have guessed that this is Sinatra with Fluoridated Water.
For more than a year, ominous rumors had been privately circulating among high-level Western leaders that the Soviet Union had been at work on what was darkly hinted to be the ultimate weapon, a doomsday device. Intelligence sources traced the site of the top-secret Russian project to the perpetually fog-shrouded wasteland below the Arctic peaks of the Zhukov Islands. What they were building, or why it should be located in such a remote and desolate place, no one could say.
Communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
Ah.
So yeah, that was Sinatra from Brainstorm with his song Fluoridated Water, number one at the Music Compo at 2010 Solskogen in Norway. Oz, Norway to be exact. An excellent track, and kind of got me started on the whole dubstep thing, and I've been trying to amass some of the best dubstep songs myself so I can just boogie. And I'm going to be continuing with the demo scene portion of this thing, because as I'm looking at the playlist right now, there's pretty much all the rest is going to be demo scene stuff, or music by active demo sceners, or once active demo sceners at least, but at least at their times they were active. And this is where we're gonna get a bit nasty and kind of old new school meets old school, and so why not? So why drag this along any further? Because the next track is so awesome. It's the winner from Evoke 2010. You guessed it. It's Glücksblitz, GLXBLT Able 2029.
Thank you.
come between us anymore. And yes, that was Glücksblut with Abel 2029, winner of Evoke 2010 Music Combo, and a track that will obviously go on to live for many, many times to come. Excellent track. I can almost... actually, it was Truck who said it the best when he was talking about this track, and he said, I can almost see the robots pounding. Obviously, that was actually the worst Truck impersonation ever, so I'm sorry for that. I will never do that impersonation again. But anyway, he was saying that he can see the robots smashing its shutter, and it was like, that's the kind of music that you kind of like to hear when you're going to see some ridiculous movie like Transformers or stuff like that, when the big machines are fighting, and then you're going to hear their track like that. It's well, I hope it's not going to make them dance, because that's going to be just silly, isn't it? So, moving on with the demo scene stuff. Now we're going to go with the oldest track I have here tonight. Actually, the two tracks I'm going to play are the oldest tracks I have on this playlist. They are both from the year 1997. They're both Tracker tracks. They're actually made by different musicians from a same group, a Finnish group. And it's just that for the, both these songs, the other one is just a single track, excellent track, very good atmosphere, and the other one is a demo track, so I will just go ahead and play them back to back, and then I will talk a little bit about them, as we will then conclude this portion of the Hour of Power with yours truly, sincerely, absolutely, and not indefinitely, T101. So here we go.
Thank you.
actually. Let's try that again. That was Cube with Beast From Inside. An excellent tracker tune from 97. I've actually met Cube a couple of times during my my little years on this little green planet, or blue planet, whatever you call it. And he's an excellent guy. I used to chat with him on the old BBS systems, when we had the so sweet, like 14.4k modems, or 56k modem if your parents had enough money, as it turns out. So an excellent track. I've always liked Cube stuff, and Cube has won many prizes on many compos, and I've played some Cube before, and I will play Cube again. There's no doubt about it. And talking about Cube, it's like he started out as a C64 musician, and he then transitioned the normal transition to trackers. From the Amiga to the PC, and started doing S3M and XM stuff using Screen Tracker and Fast Tracker. And but from what I've heard, he still loves the SID. He is somewhat inactive currently, but I have heard that he still does some music every now and then. I have no idea where Cube is right now. He's a Finnish guy, of course, but even I or Truck cannot know all the fens that circle this very weird and freaky country, where we apparently hide our precious meat and feast under the ground and cook it for like 10 hours. And of course the sauna thing, but I'm not gonna go to that either. So anyway, because I said I was gonna play these back to back, but I just had to cut off and say a couple of things about Cube and this track, because I heard this track years ago, and I just had to comment on this track that it's a marvelous track. Once again, Cube, if you're there listening somewhere, thank you for giving us this track. And we're gonna continue with the same group that Cube is in currently, or semi-currently, because no one of his active. This this next track is going to be the by the other musicians in that group. It's gonna be by Teague, or Tegwe, and Nitro. And this track is from a demo, Mind Trap, which placed third on Assembly 97, but having lost to Boost by Doomsday. But anyway, this I just love this track. This is one of the best demo tracks on the tracker scene that I have heard. But as again, I'm just speaking for myself. But hey, it is my show. So I'm gonna play Nitro and Teague, or Tegwe, and Suffocated Rage, soundtrack from the Mind Trap demo.
Thank you.
Mind Trap by Trauma, or as the song goes, it's Nitro and Tegue Ortigue with Suffocated Rage. Excellent music from a excellent demo, and I'm just gonna say it. I like that demo. I might even like that demo more than I like Boost by Doomsday, because there's just something there in the demo and the music that just kind of talks to me, speaks to me, and I just like the stylings and all the stuff, and it wasn't very kind of up-to-date, very high-tech thing. I think it was more on the style and the little things and the effects, and of course, being a music band, the music does very much for me, so that is understandable. And that's it for the track things. We're going to go back to new school from now on. I still have 5 tracks to play for you guys out there. And I was just thinking here, thinking to myself, if only there was kind of like a place on the inner tubes or the interwebs or whatever, where you could kind of see all this interesting trivia that, what track was it? Who was it done? And who did it? And without having to suffer through watching some eye candy. And if you could only kind of comment on the tracks themselves instead of just having to comment on the demos themselves. And if only there was a place that was somehow integrated to the, let's say scene set for one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there actually might be that kind of a place sometime soon. So keep watching your interwebs. And you might just find out that there is something happening sometime shortly. So, with that little speech right there, I'm going to... one thing about that track that I just played. You might have noticed it had some guitars there. That was my subtle clue that what is about to come. And I'm going to kick it to new school right now. And I'm going to kick it to a new school in an old school way. Because I'm going to play a C64 track that is being remixed to new school with some balls attached to it, so to speak. Sorry, my French, but this is, again, my show. So here we go with Sidrip Alliance from First to Last.
Sidrip Alliance presents From First to Last. A Last Ninja Badly. We'll be right back.
Lions rules rock and roll. Yeah, Sid Ripper Lions with From First to Last, a Rock 12 tribute mix. And that was obviously music from The Last Ninja 1 through 3 as compiled and composed to a neat little package and played ever so softly. Not so. That was an excellent, excellent track. Thank you for CineSat for bringing that song to my attention. Now, I actually looked up on these guys. They're all, pretty much all of them are living in Hungary, as it seems. And they have performed live on the A-Rock Party and once at Function X. So, this gives me myself, very much enticed to go to one of these parties just to see the Sid Ripper Lions, because they just rule. There are a few of these bands who have been formed by the demo scene. Sid Ripper Lions obviously being one of them, and my last track will be another one of those. There are obviously some other bands, and I might play them if I get to do some future shows. So I'll be looking on to that scene very closely as well. So, very much kudos for Sid Ripper Lions. Keep up the good work, guys. And so, as we try to progress towards the next song, I just realized it was brought to my attention by Zipoid that it is actually, today is the second anniversary of the Scene Club in Helsinki. So what about that, guys? The Little Gentleman's Club in Helsinki. And it's just an excellent place. Some of you might have been there, some of you might have heard wild rumors of the nighttime activities. But the matter of the fact is that the place has now turned 2 years. So let's give a big hand to the Scene Club in Helsinki. Yay! And as a Scene Club member and as the DJ for the show, this is my show, and I'm actually going to indulge myself by playing one of my own tracks. Boo, yes, I know, but I have to play this, because I know Response might be listening, and Response has a reaction for this song, because I competed with him on Kindergarten 2010, and Response won me by Response of Darklight, that is my current group member, won me by 1 point. So yes, I have no choices here. I am going to play this track right now. This is T101 Solace. We'll be right back. And there we fade out with the mellow, very light tunes of T101. Thank you, T101, wherever you may be. That was an excellent tune. So, and we shall continue with the broadcast, even though I just probably blew off most of the audience by playing that track. But the few of you who may still be out there listening to me, this track is for all of you, and this track needs no introduction, so here it goes. Easy there, truck. Haha. Obviously, I had to play that track. This is one of the three tracks I had to play just to get them out of my system. That was Uplist, Jesus Christ, Motocrossed by Nature and Tractor, or as they are featured in the SceneSat system, that would be Esau and Zigbone. Yes, I just had to play that track. Yeah. For good, yeah, I just had to. So, there you go. There it was, and you're no, you, and you will never hear it again on the Hour of Power by T101. That was from obviously the Amiga demo, unanimous winner at Breakpoint 2009, and I unfortunately wasn't at that party. But I've heard some rumors on the channel right now, actually, that when they started playing, that there was a truck doing a mosh. So, that's obviously. That's obviously great fun. Oh, I wish I had some video of that. So, yes. Excellent track there. And now it's out. It's out of the system. So, that will never be played on the Hour of Power ever again. And right now I'm just compelled to say that never say never. But in either case, we're boiling down to the last two songs of the show, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sorry I don't have a sound effect going like, no. Maybe I'll have some sound effects for the next show, and maybe I'll have a new jingle. Maybe I'll have some background noise while I'm doing these talks. God knows. Maybe I'll even actually do another show at some point. If this turns out to be a good idea by you guys, just please give me some quotes, give me some credit, write on a forum, on the channel, anywhere. If you like this, I would be happy to do it again. If not, then I will not do this again. Or will I? So, okay, to the second to last track, I'm gonna play Dark Man, and I know pretty much nothing about Dark Man, and I think it's actually Dark Man 007
his the handle. I do believe that he is actually a Russian guy, but I'm not sure here, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that he's actually Russian. And I heard this track, what I'm about to play, I heard it from a BitJam podcast, which pointed at me, because it had a lot of guitar stuff, and the guy who pointed at me was like, you might like the show, and I listened to it, and I obviously liked it very much. And so I just want to share this track with all of you guys. I hope it's not commercial. I don't think it's commercial, if it was played on BitJam, but I'm not sure. So if it is commercial, sorry for all you commercial guys out there. If it's not, then everything is cool, and you can forget what I just said right back there. So I'm just gonna go ahead and play the track, which is Darkman 007, Nowhere to Hide. With Nowhere to Hide. Excellent track. And I really need to follow up on this Darkman 007 because I've only heard this one track, but now I saw MOD saying that he has done some track stuff because he apparently exists on modarchive.com. So I really, really have to look up on that guy and start finding out what he's all about. And so here he is. Here it is. We are down to our last track. Oh yeah, this is the moment that always makes me so sad. Nevertheless, I'm going to play the last track, and with that track, I will bid you adieu for now. Until the next time, you can hear me blabbing nonsense on SceneSat. Most likely, the next time I will be hosting a show will be at the Alt Party in Helsinki, which is held in October. So there's that one as well. I might actually do a show at one point before that. God only knows. Well, as I actually don't believe in God, so no one knows. Yeah, I don't know. Zippo certainly doesn't know, and Truck, well, Truck does not know, even though it is his show, even though it is actually my show. So I'm getting pretty much lost for words here. I have pretty much nothing else to say except about the upcoming track. Oh yes, the upcoming track I was not aware of. I actually had heard this track from the same BitJam podcast that I found the Darkman 007 before. And so I just chose it, and I didn't think much after that. But then I was at Assembly this year in Helsinki, and this band was performing there live. And unfortunately, I missed that one as well because I was fiddling with, you know what? I was fiddling with SceneSat stuff. We had some network issues and mixer issues and issues and everything that goes in between. So, but I was able to hear their intro track, which sold me. From that point on, it sold me. And I'm looking forward to getting a video of their gig in Assembly. I'm of course talking about Machinae Supremacy. And I'm just gonna go ahead and play their track Multiball, which I found from the SceneSat archives. And I will be looking up to this band very much. And I will be following it, and I will be digesting it. And doing very nasty shit with it. It's always fun on the radio to make jokes that only you can laugh on. Haha. So, this is it. You have been listening to An Hour of Power with T101. I hope you enjoyed your stay here on the cruise boat. And I hope I will make another one at some point. And there's nothing more to say except thank you for being on the air and listening and being commenting on the IRC channel. And I will see all you guys at a later point. This is T101 signing off with Machinae Supremacy Multiball.